We keep paying more and more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Inflation still near a 40-year high.
Inflation moderated only slightly in the year ending in April and not as much as forecast. The consumer price index rose 0.3% in 1 month, up 8.3% for the year ending in April.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The worst than expected report sent rising stock futures into reverse, now down before today's trading. Senate Democrats plan a vote today to try to make abortion legal nationwide after the late draft Supreme Court opinion showing conservative justice is ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling.
A giant step backwards in the rights of women and the rights of Americans.
But Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does not have Republican support to pass that bill. As GOP lawmakers condemn pro-choice activists protesting outside justices' homes, Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Business.
They're calling it peaceful protests, but the fact is we have a law against intimidating judges and justices, and it's on the books for a good reason.
A win and a loss for former President Trump. A Republican he backed for governor in Nebraska, Charles Herbster, lost the primary for governor to Jim Pillen, but in West Virginia,
four-term Congressman Alex Mooney defeated six-term Congressman David McKinley in the 2nd District GOP primary. Former President Trump endorsed Mooney over McKinley, who voted in support of President Biden's infrastructure bill last year.
Fox's Tanya J. Power. Speaking of the former president, Elon Musk is buying Twitter, says he'd let Donald Trump back on, though Trump has said he won't return. Musk tells a Financial Times event banning him was not correct.
It alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice.
Critics on the left fear Musk's Twitter takeover could lead to more hate speech and misinformation. A nightmare on the way to school for kids in Charlotte, North Carolina. A bus crashed into a dump truck, 15 students injured. In Alaska, a U.S. soldier was killed by a bear attacked during training near Anchorage. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is an empty seat in Congress. Tom Reed, a Republican from New York, has resigned. He had already said he would not run for re-election facing sexual misconduct allegations. Now, late last night, the House voted to approve another $40 billion in weapons and humanitarian assistance for Ukraine in the fight against Russian leader Vladimir Putin's invasion.
Let us not let Putin achieve a victory over democracy and liberty and freedom.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and the Democrats were joined by most Republicans voting in favor of the aid bill that goes to the Senate next. Now in Ukraine,
wreckage was discovered of a convoy of civilians trying to escape the area of Kharkiv in the northeast. A prosecutor's office says at least four innocent civilians, including children, were killed when that convoy of cars tried to flee.
These are our civilian citizens who tried to evacuate. Unfortunately, they were with children. They were shot with an automatic gun. One car was hit with a cannon.
And the latest on Kharkiv, which is Ukraine's second largest city, Ukrainian forces are reportedly pushing back Russia in that area.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Drama in midair over Florida for a man on a small plane who feared the worst when the pilot got sick and could no longer fly it.
Air traffic controllers at the Palm Beach International Airport talked the passenger through the landing, first alerted to the emergency when the passenger got on the radio to report, "My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane." The air traffic controller locating the Cessna Caravan on radar, coaching the man down to the ground for a safe and steady landing. Neither the name of the hero passenger nor the condition of the pilot have been released. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Again, after that worse than expected inflation report for April, Dow futures down about 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.